Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Salam. Welcome. This is another episode with a new topic that is greed in Islamic point of view. Thursday, 28th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, let's bless this moment by listening to verse 188 of chapter Baqarah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa la ta'kulu amwalakum baynakum bil batili wa tudlu biha ila al hukkam li ta'kulu fariqan min amwalin nas bil ithmi wa antum ta'lamun.
And do not consume one another's wealth unjustly, or send it in bribery to the rulers in order that they might aid you to consume a portion of the wealth of the people in sin, while you know it is unlawful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse prohibits Muslims from committing a very indecent action. It tells them not to swallow up the property of other people unrightfully and not to earn wealth through a wrong way. They should be aware not to occupy the belongings of others forcefully and unjustly. And then the oppressors refer to judges so that happily they might give them something as a present or bribe in order to appropriate people's properties oppressively. If so, they have done two great wrongs, devouring others' rights and bribery.
Allahumma ya wasi' al-maghfira, yaghfirni ya.
Our topic, greed from the Islamic point of view. The vast wealth of the rich does not deceive the poor. Wealth is like salt water that more you drink, the thirstier you become. Indeed, the greedy will never be satisfied with all the sustenance of the world, just as fire burns all the fuel that it is given. When greediness rules a nation, it transforms its social life into a field of disputes and dissension in the place of justice, security, and stability. Naturally, in such a society, moral excellence and spirituality do not stand a chance. It should be noted, however, that there is a great difference between money worship and the desire for advancement, including that of material features. Hence, it is important to draw a line between these two aspects, for there is no righteous justification preventing human societies from seeking advancement.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about greed and its consequences from an Islamic point of view. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "It is best to submit and adhere to satisfaction and piety, and to relieve oneself from covetousness and greed. For greed and covetousness are present poverty, and submission and satisfaction are apparent wealth." He also pointed out spiritual and psychological disorders which affect the covetous when he said, "One who covets brings illness." Certain thoughts which arise from greed, covetousness, and all other psychological reactions not only adversely affect the body but also the soul. They therefore deprive us of a good living and change the path of harmonious living. Greed and covetousness destroy all natural human traits in us. Muhammad alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "Greed pollutes the soul, corrupts religion, and destroys youthfulness." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the afflictions and calamities which arise from greediness. He said, "A greedy person faces 7 acute problems. First, worrying, which harms his body and is disadvantageous to him. Second, depression, which is endless. Third, exhaustion, from which death is the only relief. With that relief, the greed shall be more exhausted. Fourth is fear, which uselessly disturbs his life. Fifth, sadness, which uselessly disturbs his life. Sixth, judgment, which does not save him from Allah's torture unless Allah forgives him. Seven, punishment, from which there is no escape or avoidance."
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
What makes greedy people greedy? One factor is our personal desires that can lead to greed. We all have different levels of greed and desire, but this can be linked to our individual needs and wants. For example, if you have a strong desire to acquire money or power, your greed can cause you to take advantage of others or act selfishly. Also, if you want something badly enough, it can lead to envy and competition and competitive behavior. On the other hand, if your need for money or power is more about security or feeling accepted by society, then the drive to accumulate resources is more understandable, but it's important to be mindful of your motives so that they don't affect your decision-making negatively.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
One big question: how to avoid greed? Show me one way. Practice moderation. Yes, moderation is the key to happiness. It's not about self-restraint or self-discipline, but rather about enjoying things in moderation. If you are someone who has been able to balance their life between work and play, then moderation is something that comes naturally to you. You can enjoy things without overdoing them, which means that when it's time for a break or despite from work stressors, your energy levels will stay high throughout the day instead of crashing as they do for those who have spent too much time chasing after new experiences every day or week.
In fact, a man by the name of Ibn Abi Ya'fur, he comes to Imam al-Sadiq one day and he tells him that I have a problem. My problem is I love the dunya too much. So he says, how do you love the dunya? He says, because I love money. I always want to make money and spend it. So the Imam says, when you make money, how do you spend it? How do you want to spend it? He says, I want to go to Hajj. I want to get married. I want to give my family members. I want to give charity. I want to build masjids, I want to build an orphanage. You know what the Imam tells him? He tells him, this is not the love of the dunya, this is love of akhirah, the next life. So don't think just because you want money, you want to become wealthy, that's bad. No, it could be something very good. It depends what you want to do with the money. If you want to spend it just by stacking cars, Lamborghini next to a Ferrari next, yeah, this is, you're just wasting your money on the dunya, which is so temporary. You want to build a mansion and just travel. But if you want to make money so that you spend it on the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal, you spend it on the Palestinian cause, for example, right? So money in itself is not evil. In fact, money could be good. Right here, you live in this community, you need money to live a decent life, to spend on your family members. You need money to put your kids in Islamic schools, right? Islamic schools right now, they're costly. If you don't want to put your kids in public schools, I always encourage parents, if there is an Islamic school in your city, then put your kids in Islamic schools if you can afford it. Because if they don't learn Islam in school, who's going to teach them? You, the father, the mother, you're too busy at work, right? We don't even talk to our kids. They're just on their social media the whole day. And if they're not going to learn in school, they don't come to the lectures, most kids, right? Where are they going to learn Islam? Where are they going to learn salah, imams, siyam, the laws of Islam? Where are they going to learn this? So if you can afford Islamic schools, and then put them in Islamic schools.
And that was all, of course, for this episode of today's special, which will start under the title of greed in Islamic point of view. Inshallah, we continue to know about this topic more and more. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
We turn to you day and night, seeking ways from wrong to right. We turn to you in prayer and vow, not knowing all the deeds we do. We turn favors, increasing in their flavors. We turn to you in sheer delight, for truth never strong to fight.